that guy ain't shit. Sorry ass motherfucker got nothing on me, right? Nothing.
Where the stars in this piece of shit?
I am Big Kev.
Why do they call you Big Kev?
Ooh. I am OG.
Oh, look, he's got a billion toys.
I am Scapegoat.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
OG's not actually racist against many people.
There is no racial bigotry here. Here you are all equally worthless.
I'm not really angry all the time.
This is Kevin destroying the Toy Beast Legends box set.
Fucking garbage! Why?
You know how I know that you're gay?
How? Because you're gay and you can tell who other gay people are?
I know it's fun. You're like, hey, I found buttons. Let's push them to piss me off.
I have Amigo Isis action figure.
Almighty Isis?
BigKevsGeekStuff.com.
You fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't start some shit? I'll fucking take all you want!
Hello!
Hey!
How are you?
What's up?
How's it going?
Yeah, you know.
There's a void. There's a quietness. There's a
coldness in the room.
There's a missingness.
There's a...
But it will return.
I'm sure it will.
Big Kev, of course, is just running a little bit behind tonight. You know, the Northeast right now is being... is fucked over the appropriate way to...
I thought you were going to go with ravaged.
Ravaged works.
Yeah.
Brutalized.
Wow.
This is the death throes of Old Man Winter.
This is intense.
He's almost the death gone.
Are we sure about that?
I think
so. Are
we
sure it's not going to stick around till like May?
Well, I think the colder temperatures, it's not going to return to its normal temperatures, but the further you get into March, no matter what.
What is normal temperatures exactly?
Well, this time of year, we're normally already in the mid-40s.
Yeah, but I don't think... there's such a thing anymore.
Well, clearly not. At least the last 2 or 3 years is setting a new trend.
I kind of remember it's like, oh, it's 20, it's 30, it's negative 5. It's 30, it's 20, right. It's negative 5. 2 days of 65 degree weather, and then it's 98 degrees.
Right.
For the rest of the year.
For the rest
There's
of
no
the year.
Spring. There's like a spring weekend one time that they tell you about, and then that's it.
That's it. Yeah, and in order to go for spring, you actually have to go someplace else.
Then you're hot as fuck, and you're like, I miss snow and hot chocolate. Like, I know to everyone listening now, they're going to hate me.
Yeah.
But you do. There's an August point where you're like, for fuck's sake, just one weekend with some hot chocolate in front of a fireplace.
I never miss snow.
Yeah.
But I do miss like 30s and 40s.
Yeah.
I like 30s and 40s.
I mean the huddled up blanket kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't mean
like, oh, I hope that the roads suck and this plow asshole is getting salt in my face. I just mean, you know.
My 25-minute commute.
Yeah.
Or what should be my 25-minute commute took me just over 2 hours last night.
Oh, that's fun.
So that's where I'm at right now.
Gotcha.
And I suspect that my 25-minute commute tomorrow will take me about 2 hours because I'm pretty sure I'm going to have to go in and deal with the nonsense that
is
tomorrow.
So you're saying, like, fuck the snow.
Exactly.
Never again.
Again, no.
Yeah,
no. I want someone to grab Old Man Winter by the short and curlies and yank them out.
It's going to happen.
I know.
It's going to happen.
So there you go. But Big Kev is a little bit late tonight.
Indeed.
As a result of all the things going on in the world.
Yeah.
So, but he will join us shortly.
Indeed.
But we are going to call this episode 363, mind you.
Wow.
Live long and prosper.
Indeed.
For obvious reasons.
Yep.
But we'll address that, in a little bit as well.
Absolutely.
I figure with Kev not here.
Yeah.
Now is the appropriate time.
To rail against something that he may like.
To talk about Gotham, which he doesn't like and doesn't watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. We could just trash on The Walking Dead, but I don't want to do that.
Nah.
No, but we can trash Gotham because he doesn't watch it anyway and he's normally quiet.
Yeah. So that show, it's not good.
I think I'm done. I don't even know that I'm going to make it to the season finale.
Really?
This week's episode was...
a vast improvement, don't you think?
Was it a vast improvement?
No, I mean, no.
I mean, Riddler was in it more.
Yeah, I don't care.
No.
About his relationship with that woman at all. I don't.
Krispy Kringle or whatever the hell her name is.
Krispy Kringle.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, she's a Pringle snack or something.
Yeah. Even the Penguin, which I once rallied behind, is just annoying me at this point.
Yeah, that's because they're not letting him do his own thing. He's now like pawning in Gordon shit.
Yeah.
Also, Kat, Selena, whatever the fuck, Stewie.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any goddamn sense.
The awful hug.
Yeah, there's no way that she found him randomly, because let me get this straight. Ivy,
yes,
the plant person who's a vegan who eats her friends,
right,
goes through hospitals
and steals food
to find vegan food.
Yeah. I fucking makes no sense.
What?
Makes no sense.
The whole show makes no sense. Also, where did Marina Baccar? She just didn't exist this episode. They just couldn't afford her.
No,
for
she,
it.
Yeah, she
just didn't matter.
It's unavailable.
I hate the show. I feel like it's almost airing out of order.
It could
like
be.
Like there are other episodes. Do you know what I mean?
I think your they brain maybe every is once filling in stuff.
I'm trying to help them. Trying to help them. It's not good.
Can we talk about Dollmaker?
Yeah, sure. The Dollmaker. Yeah,
that's CGI.
Oh, that was bad.
It was so bad. The baby in American Sniper was more realistic than that CGI. The lady's arm. I mean, that was like 1980s shit. Like that was it was bad.
almost. It was like cut and paste.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah, I don't understand.
It was bad. And then
maybe they're finally realizing they need to defund the show.
I hope so, because that would mean good things.
Oh, it's bad. Why didn't they keep Almost Human instead of this again?
I have no.
What are the ratings on Gotham? Are we wrong? Like, I have not checked. Are the Gotham ratings good?
Well, it got picked up for a second season. No. I know that doesn't necessarily mean anything.
No, that's
and people not good. Love the show. It's amazing. We talk about it every week. Yeah. And there are a handful of people that are like, "Oh my god, you're so right. Oh my god, you're turning me."
Yeah.
And then there are a bunch of people that are like, "I just don't understand
why we hate it
the
so much.
Vitriol that you have towards this show." And I'm like, "It's because you
enjoy bad TV.
Yeah.
And that's again, I'm going to say it again. That's fine. I'm not trying to convince anyone to not enjoy something right. they enjoy. It is bad, though.
But to me, this is...
And you can enjoy bad TV.
You can.
Yeah.
But to me, this is worse than bad TV. Okay. To me, like, bad TV is like...
Scandal?
Alaska, The Last Frontier, or Gold Rush, right? Like, that's
You're
bad
talking about,
TV.
Like, guilty pleasure-y shit.
Right. But...
Like, people who watch all the versions of American Pickers.
Right.
And anything involving porn-related... puns and buying stuff.
Right. But I will put on those shows on occasion. I've watched the towing shows.
Seriously?
Lizard
did you ever watch Ice Road Truckers?
I've not committed
Swamp
to Ice Road
People
Truckers.
Or whatever the fuck that
I'm
is.
Alaska is as far as I've gone.
Okay. All right.
So far. With that kind of, but I mean I've actually watched that stuff and I know that it's bad TV, but mm-hmm. there's something train wrecky slash intriguing
That's
about
the
it.
Point of quote unquote reality, right?
But they don't make me mad.
Right.
I just kind of feel like I get slightly stupider by watching it, or perhaps I have other things going on and I need noise in the background, right?
Got it.
Gotham is worse than that. It's bad. I threw something at my computer today.
I think what makes it worse is there are people actively doing it to you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? There's something about reality TV, which is like, okay, we're going to set up a dumb situation to get ratings and we're going to make it over dramatic. We'll figure it out in post.
Right.
And Gotham means that there are writers sitting in a room plotting this out that either are getting paid enough so they don't care or think that what they're doing is good.
They're like, this is amazing.
Yeah. This is, right, you know what the twist will be? CGI arm from the 1980s. Right. We got it, guys. Like, we got this. Prince, go off and write that episode.
I mean, if they had taken the T-1000's arm from Terminator 2 and just colored it flesh colored and put it on that guy, it would have looked better.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Than that arm in that particular scene.
It was bad,
right?
And what is the point? She's on an island, so she can't escape?
Yeah, I guess the point is that she's on an island.
So she's not going to get a boat? Wasn't there a boat there? How do they get supplies? It's just fucking stupid.
Well, how do they get there? I mean, I'm assuming they don't fly. I mean... Not via plane, I mean themselves. Like, that, no one's flapping their arms.
What do you mean? They're not inhuman?
Yeah, exactly. Oh.
See what did there?
We can talk about that in a minute, too, if you've watched it.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not good.
How many more episodes do we have this season?
It's too many.
Do we have that many more?
There's too many.
There's got to be at least four,
I don't know.
Right?
Well, listen, the thing with Loeb, where Gordon is finally actually doing something relevant to the plot, which could have happened in the second episode.
Right.
I like that.
Right.
I'm going to say that. I like that. Except we know nothing will happen with it. So he only got one file.
Yeah, he only got bullets file, which is very convenient.
And he's going to be in charge of the union. And because there's no goddamn end date on anything.
Right.
And they haven't really done any long, like season long story arcs.
Right.
It doesn't fucking matter.
And
nothing has consequences in this. Because, and this is what TV is supposed, especially not good, not planned TV is supposed to do. It's supposed to go on forever.
Right.
But it's like these writers are afraid of writing themselves a finale and then going on, so just nothing happens for many episodes.
And we're just going to get more Falcone. I really thought that by the end of this season...
They'd take down Falcone?
I thought so.
I'd hope so.
I thought that we were going to... I truly thought that by the end of this season, we were going to see a much more significant rise to power in Penguin. Like, I thought the season was going to end with Falcone being arrested, not being killed, but being arrested.
Yeah.
Penguin rebranding the club as the Iceberg. And that was going to be, but I mean, I guess they could do it next episode.
And then we have a bunch of prison shit for season two.
Yeah. Maybe it's more Arkham. Maybe it's more Joker teasers. I don't know.
I don't know where the show goes.
I don't know where the show goes either.
I don't understand.
I mean, Gordon clearly has to become commissioner. That's where the show has to go. But the problem is...
Not for years.
And
Bruce Wayne is Batman, too young.
Right. When he meets Batman, he's not commissioner yet.
Yeah.
He's still a detective.
Yeah.
So they can't go that far.
Or they demote him. I mean, none of this matters anyway. This is the whole fucking thing is Elseworlds.
Right.
I mean, not literally, but yeah. It has no continuity, which is the problem with the show first place.
I just don't know. And is Selena still living with Barbara? I have to know. I want to know, was there a behind-the-scenes fashion episode that I didn't know about this week?
I think they're insinuating, again, I'm giving them too much credit. I'm not reading into this. But I think they're insinuating they left because otherwise Ivy wouldn't be scouring hospitals for food.
I think they had
a falling out and they left.
That's true.
And that scene was cut for budget reasons, or the writers forgot.
Forgot about it. That's what it is. Next week they'll be living there again, and we'll be like, "What?"
That's what I'm saying. It's probably out of order, and they like fixed it because they've done that. I know they actually do that in TV. I'm not trying to be a dick.
Right?
To
Gotham
specifically. But I don't understand the show, and it's nothing about it is like, oh, I can't wait to see next week's episode.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, fuck, I gotta watch this again for the show. That's literally how I look at that show.
I think the only redeeming part of the episode for me
was,
I guess it was the last couple of seconds of the episode, or maybe just before that, where the old lady kills her husband.
That's kind of
and then Penguin shoots her.
Yeah.
All right, that was kind
of
cool.
That's some kingpin-y shit.
But it was few and far between. It was like too little.
Yeah.
For to carry the whole episode?
Well, I think the point of Penguin is he plays, you know, the victim and what everyone thinks he is until he turns on you.
Yeah, he's
Do you know what I mean? He's like, "Oh, Jim, my great friend. Oh, I'll owe a favor from this great guy." And I think he actually kind of respects him, but he also plays everyone. That's his thing.
Oh, I'm glad you brought up the favor.
Yeah.
So, were I Jim Gordon, and I'm just tossing this out there.
Yeah.
When he saved Penguin from getting shot in the face by that old biddy,
that's the favor.
I'd have been like, that would have been my call. Like, I just saved you from death.
Yeah.
We're done. We're clear.
Yeah, but his
word. But they can't do that because they need that in their back pocket.
They need that in their back pocket for plot.
Right.
And they also need Jim Gordon to be a man of his word above logic.
Right.
So I think that's going to be the case.
I find it to be shitty, is what I'm doing.
It is shitty. It is shitty.
Let's move on from Gotham.
It's just so obviously bad.
I know.
So Agent Carter ended.
Agent Carter did in fact end.
Should we wait to talk about that?
I don't know. Do you know if he watched S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I don't.
All right. Let's talk about something else. Let's talk about something. We'll try to focus on things that I know he is not watching.
All right.
Luther. Do you watch Luther?
Yes, I've watched Luther.
So Idris Elba is back on set.
I'm very excited.
To film the new episodes of Luther. I love Luther. It's an epic show. I think he's a fantastic actor in that show.
He's great.
Because I think sometimes he gets a little typecasty, you know. Like, I liked Pacific Rim, but he was okay in Pacific Rim, but he was not amazing in Pacific Rim.
I would not judge anything based on Pacific Rim.
No, I understand
Nothing about that movie is like, oh, it's a performance piece.
But even Heimdall in Thor, right? Again, I like Idris Elba, but that's kind of a throwaway role for him. Luther, I think, is really above and beyond. Like, he really gets
to flex absolutely.
His acting muscles is what I'm getting at.
He was also great in The Wire. And
yes.
All kinds of other stuff.
All kinds of other stuff.
I still haven't seen... He did Mandela, right?
And I have not seen it.
Yeah, I haven't seen that either.
But while we're talking about BBC, Broadchurch comes back tonight.
Ended several weeks ago.
Right. In the US, if you're watching it legit, straight up, Broadchurch comes back tonight.
So let me tell you who the killer is. I'm going to tell you.
We get some new actors. We get a new female this season. Is that correct? But is she a lead?
Yes.
Okay. Did she replace the other detective or no?
It is not related to that.
Okay.
I'm trying to be very...
You're very coy. So no spoilers.
Well, I don't want to spoil anything for everybody.
Fair enough. So we have that.
Well, that sucks. So I'm not going to be able to talk about Broadchurch
until
it's
way over.
2 months. I'm not even going to remember what happened by that point.
You'll just... It's a good reason to rewatch it.
I'm not going to rewatch it.
Orphan Black, we could talk about very quickly too, because we got a full season trailer.
I'm sort of excited. I'm also a little afraid the show is outgrowing what made it good.
Well,
can I say that? Is that weird?
No, because my concern is with the introduction of, I'm assuming you've seen the teaser at this point.
Yes, I've seen
So if you haven't seen the teaser and you don't want to, and you want to go dark until the show starts, tune out for a minute.
No pun.
I'm assuming people have seen the teaser. My concern is that with the introduction of another set of clones.
Yeah.
It's going to become a little hard to follow. And that guy, if he is not as good an actor as Tatiana Maslany is, no.
I don't. Well, here's the thing. So how dark are you? Because I've read the synopsis along with the...
Oh, no, I'm good.
Okay, so I kind of wish I didn't, if I'm being honest. But I did. And they all grew up together and know each other. So they're not different personalities. They were intentionally bred together to be a killing machine as a team. So they're like a unit in an army. And because they're also the same person, they're so in sync that they don't have to talk to each other, blah, blah, blah. So that's the plan. So honestly, he's playing himself 6 times.
Right.
And watching him in the weird cult thing, he is a good enough actor to portray a creepy guy with dead eyes that also takes pride in torturing people. I understand what you're saying. If they go up against each other and he can't handle it, those scenes are going to ring hollow too.
Even if they're, I'm not worried about that. Unit.
I don't think he can play as good a Sarah.
Right.
I think he can play. I think he's a good enough actor to play a character as like complex and interesting as Sarah 5 times.
Right.
I don't think he's Tatiana Maslany where he can play 6 different complex roles at the same time.
Each one still has to have some sort of nuance that he's going to have to differentiate.
I think that's the point. I think the point is this is version 2.0. They're a renegade unit and they work in such precision and so together that there isn't a difference between them.
Okay.
And that's what makes them so different.
Fair enough.
I think that's where they're going with. Now, what this bothers me is like the reason we were into the show is the dynamic between Felix and Sarah and like we get to know them and the other ones are cool and everyone loves Cosima. Like those are great. And we're so far into this is a corporate anti-government conspiracy apocalypse that like I don't know how they're going to keep that around in the show.
Okay.
So I still like it. I'm still intrigued. I still want to know the pseudoscience and all the stuff that they're going to bring, you know, but it's like we're losing the original pull into the show. We've gone somewhere different, which I applaud them for going. I'm just a little worried that, you know, anyone who season 2 departed pretty well but stayed on task, I'm worried that we're getting further and further away from like the charm part of the show.
Right, right. Well, I mean, we're going into season 3.
Yeah.
It got over its sophomore slump, so I have faith in the writers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, I'm hesitant, but I think my hesitation is twofold. It's partially because I love it so much I don't want to see it spoiled, and partially because I do have some concerns, which I think are legitimate concerns.
Yeah.
You know, we'll take the ride.
I also may be trying to not hype myself.
Right.
Because as people around me have unfortunately heard me say over and over again, I just recently rewatched Breaking Bad.
Right.
Which makes other TV look terrible.
Right.
So I'm trying to like lower my expectations for everything.
I hear you.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about Daredevil.
Sure.
Very quickly. We got a full frontal view of the Kingpin.
That's an interesting. Really? Just nude?
Just nude.
Just nude shots? He posed for Playgirl?
He had that beautiful bald head of his. He looks like Kingpin. I mean, there was nothing really too amazing about it. He looks like Kingpin.
That's fun.
I'm still excited about that show.
Yeah,
April 10th can't come fast enough as far as I'm concerned.
Yep.
We got some teasery info about Luke Cage this week and that they're sort of targeting a little bit of a more adult audience with that show. I think all of the Netflix shows have the ability to do that and should do that.
This is Vertigo-esque.
Yeah, this
like,
is right.
These are getting dark. And it's, I mean, they chose...
Marvel Knights was, I think, the... Marvel Max was the line. And actually, I think Marvel Max... Two of the titles in Marvel Max, I'm pretty positive there was a Daredevil title, and Alias was definitely Marvel Max. So there you go.
Yeah, I think they chose these properties on purpose so they can go that way.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm excited to see what they come up with.
I am too.
Still, Marvel has not really had a huge misstep. So I hope it doesn't happen. I want to be very clear. But well, I mean,
let's talk about Marvel's missteps.
Uh-oh.
Well, we got to talk about S.H.I.E.L.D. at this point. It's just a natural transition to talk about last night.
All right.
Well, we could talk about Carter first. Carter, I think, ended fantastically.
Yeah, I want to see more of Carter.
I'm sad that it's gone already.
Absolutely.
I hope that it gets picked up for a second season.
Yeah.
It got received so well.
It was awesome.
And it was interesting because it hit a lot of people who were not watching S.H.I.E.L.D. Like, I know a lot of people that don't want to watch S.H.I.E.L.D. for whatever reason.
Yeah.
But really loved Carter and want Carter to come back. So if Disney is smart and Marvel is smart, they'll bring it back.
It's a different audience.
They're hitting different audiences, and it just increases their...
It was awesome, and she did a great job, but I definitely want to see more Carly.
And I was very pleased with how it ended.
Are you talking about the final tease thing or the general wrap-up?
No, just the general wrap-up. Like, I think it was a nice progression of... Yeah, the tease at the end was fantastic and ties into so much. But I think, like, her progression and the... What is the name of the...
Yeah.
Organization
SSR.
Is it the SSR strategic something? Whatever. Yeah. That was really nice. Her step up. I mean, it was just a nice story arc.
Yeah.
It ended very nicely. There is so much further they can
do.
The
link to Iron Man 3.
Yeah. I mean, there's so much. So much.
Good stuff.
And then of course the tease. I'm assuming you've seen it at this point. And if not, oh well. Arnim Zola is in the last sequence. And that's great because, you know, you do want to know how or what happens to him between Cap 1 and I'm a monitor in Cap 2. So hopefully we get a little bit more filler there if it continues.
Yeah.
So that's nice. Now S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yes.
I liked it.
But?
Simmons is really getting on my nerves. She was really aggravating in last night's episode.
Yeah, you think so?
I do. She was so meek and naive, and I understand that she's been through a lot, and so that's going to clearly change her perspective. But, like, didn't you feel she was a little over the top when she was talking about,
So here's the thing.
The plague and the destruction of the world.
Yeah, so here's the thing.
It was a little too much.
So here's the thing. I'm now looking at shows from, like, what the writers are doing. I don't know. It's probably a Breaking Bad thing, whatever. But, like, they're sitting in a room. And they're coming up with, you know, what a Skye story? Because the whole show is really about,
of course,
now the Inhumans and Skye and how this is going to fall out. Because now the show is directly tied to a movie coming out.
That's Inhuman.
Yeah, yeah. I was fine with that. Even.
Oh yeah, no,
I was even okay with that. I was like, oh, I see you did there. Good job. It wasn't like, oh fuck you,
right?
And first of all, Fitz is really great. I'm really impressed with him as an actor.
He's awesome.
Because to switch from, like, the buddy with Fitzsimmons to, like, being broke. Like, he does a great job with that, first of all. But the point I'm making is they needed someone to make it so that Skye couldn't come out and everyone accept her.
Right.
Just period.
Right.
And everyone went through a very similar experience. And so how do you cause everyone has secrets dissent within the team again? You have a character that kind of makes sense on paper for her motivation to hate these people and want to eradicate them.
I don't know. I think Mac would have
agree. I think she went too far.
Yeah.
But everything that she was saying was like, let me remind you of something that's happened in former episodes that can make this make sense. Like, that's how she was explaining herself.
I think Mac would have been a better person for that role, considering the other stuff that he's going through with the loss of Trip, and he was the one that was possessed and stuff like that.
But what is he going to do? You want Fitzsimmons to now be broke. Like, that's the point,
right?
So they're going to have distance between them. It causes an interesting conflict there. He doesn't have the ear of Coulson. As you saw, he just yelled at him his anger problems. Like, he wouldn't be enough to turn the team against him. Like, he would just get ejected. She's deep enough, and we've known her since the beginning, where her having a huge change of heart could actually impact how they react to Skye. But yes, I agree with you. It was like a little too much, a little too quickly.
Just too far, yeah.
Also, this would have been really good if I didn't watch any of the trailers for S.H.I.E.L.D. Because we didn't really know that she caused it necessarily. We didn't really know how serious her powers are. We know that she's an Inhuman and that's going to happen. But like, there was no tension to me about the DNA results. There's no tension because we've seen a teaser. This is before this episode came out, where she uses her power and the floor cracks apart.
Right.
So like,
that was kind of...
Who gives a shit? You know what I mean? Like, we don't... It doesn't tell us anything.
I mean, they kind of allude to it in the mid-season break that it was her that caused it, but you didn't know if it was a combination of her and the everything else that was going on with the Terrigenesis. Yeah, absolutely.
So,
I get what you're saying.
So there's this... The whole episode is written like, we don't know if it's her or not, and then the thing shakes, the cup shakes, and you're like, okay, maybe. And then the lights explode, and I think it's supposed to be a reveal, but I think marketing cut off...
Yeah.
The legs of that story. Like, I don't think it hit home.
A couple other things.
I'm still excited. I still want to see more. What's the name of the character with no eyes who teleports? Well,
we don't know for sure. He isn't. They gave him a real name.
Yeah.
But who he is in the Marvel Universe, there is an Inhuman who has no eyes and is blinded and has the ability to take sort of what he reads, which is weird because he has no eyes, but manifest them into reality. And he's called the Reader.
Okay.
But I don't think he has the ability to teleport like Nightcrawler.
Yeah.
So
it looked very Nightcrawler-y, right?
It looked very
that
Nightcrawler-y.
That scene in the beginning, I was like, that's fucking Nightcrawler. Yeah, did they reuse the CG from that? Yeah. Like, it's, yeah. But, which look good, by the way.
But I will say that that little bit there renewed my interest in Reyna.
Yes.
I mean, her whole metamorphosis, it was interesting, but the inclusion of that character and what his exact motivation is, because we assume that he's a bad guy, but is he like full on bad guy? He's not Hydra, I don't think. So is he? I don't know what he is. I don't know what he is.
Yeah.
I'm confused by him.
I don't know. They also, are they getting rid of Hydra as the main villain this season?
Well, clearly last episode, they got rid of a lot of Hydra.
Yeah, they kind of took out most of, like, are they trying to distance Hydra from the Marvel Universe right now?
Because
if we look at it as they actually just took out the heads of most of Hydra, then, like, it's not going to be come up in the Marvel movies even.
They mentioned Von Strucker at least twice, I think, in the episode. And Von Strucker is in Avengers 2. And he's, I think he's one of Hydra's lead scientists. So I think we certainly see a thinning of the ranks.
Gotcha.
But I don't think we're gonna see a full cut from Hydra because
Won't be. It'll go more Cold War-y than
I think Hydra has to play at least a small role in Avengers.
Yeah,
Avengers 2. Not the primary role, which we'll get to in a minute, but at least a small role. And where that's going. We'll see.
Yeah.
The only other thing I have that I'm concerned about is, although I think Fitz is doing a great job.
Yeah.
He seemed like an odd choice as the confidant, although I get it because he's the other scientist and clearly he's the one that can derail Simmons. Yeah. Right. But Coulson to me seems like the one who would be way more sympathetic to anything that Skye has going on.
Yeah.
And because clearly he's done everything he can to protect her thus far. He's lied for her. Well, he's covered everything up for her. And I think he knows more than we still know.
Maybe. I think also that's why they have Simmons turn, because Simmons could convince Coulson.
Right.
And that, like, with that scene where she's like, we need to kill her, like, don't bring her in, you know, that kind of stuff.
So my concern then is that one of the things that S.H.I.E.L.D. has a tendency to do is it has a tendency to sometimes drag storylines too long.
I am a little worried about that.
I don't want this to go on for the next, like, six episodes that Coulson doesn't know. Like, next episode, Coulson needs to find out.
Yeah, totally.
And I'm also really not keen on this whole Mockingbird, Mac spying.
Yeah, what the fuck is going on?
I have no fucking clue. But it's annoying.
Is it Hydra? It's not Hydra, is it?
I think they're working. So what I think is,
have they set this up before and I forgot about it?
No, I think they did, but not directly. Okay. What I think we're learning is that Fury compartmentalized a lot of things.
Yeah.
Right? He told Coulson a lot and put Coulson in charge.
Yep.
But clearly he told what's her name?
Yeah. Yeah,
Agent,
whatever. I don't remember her name.
I can't remember her name. Ming-Na, whatever. You know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
He told her something, right, and asked him to keep an eye on Coulson.
Yep.
And then I think he told Mockingbird and this other dude something else. So I think maybe in an effort to not jeopardize S.H.I.E.L.D.'s future, he compartmentalized certain things.
That makes sense.
But it's kind of, I don't know, it kind of feels like this is just going to be a repeat of what we've already seen in season two. I don't want this to be a thing
with
every
her
season.
Reporting to Coulson.
We're like, like, you know.
So you think we're supposed to think they're traitors, but then Nick Fury is going to show up in a cameo role.
I don't even think we're supposed to think they're traitors. I think they think that we realize that they're working for Fury in some capacity. That's the impression that I got. I didn't even think they were traitors. At first I was like, what's going on? But at the end I was like, no, they're doing something for Fury. Fury gave them some directive.
Why do we think
and they're
Fury,
playing
though?
It out. Because Fury is still in the background. Fury is still pulling the strings. Ultimately, we know he comes back in Avengers. He's not dead, right? He's revealed himself to Coulson again.
Maybe,
so we know that they know he's not dead.
Maybe this storyline is leading into Avengers.
I absolutely agree that wherever this ends will directly tie into Fury's full return in the Avengers. It just seems like an annoying trope.
I agree with that. I'm worried that it's going to drag until the premiere date of Avengers.
Yeah, it's going to be the season finale.
You know what
finale.
I mean? Like, this could happen right away, but instead, it's going to be season finale, see the end of the story in Avengers. Yeah. It's going to be the opening scene, and that's it. You know what I mean?
I think season finale of S.H.I.E.L.D. is going to be the return of Fury, full on. And I would not be surprised if we got a cameo by Cap. Even like
didn't we say this last season?
We did, but I think it makes more sense to do it now.
It is big enough. It's
It's huge. It's and it's a big tie into that movie.
Yeah.
And someone on the Avengers has to know that Fury is alive before the movie starts.
Cap makes sense.
So Cap is the one that makes the most sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Because Stark is still kind of
wishy-washy.
Whatever.
Plus, Marvel probably doesn't want to pay Robert Downey Jr. more money to appear in something.
The only other person I would accept if it's not Cap would be Black Widow.
Yeah.
Because she would be the other confidant. Yeah, but
from this trailer, she's hanging out in the middle of Clark Kent's ranch or whatever the fuck she's doing. So I don't think she's doing whatever she's doing.
But I think someone has to know Fury is alive before Avengers starts.
Totally.
And so S.H.I.E.L.D. is the perfect way to
tell that backstory without that really... Yeah.
And you only have to do it... You don't have to do a whole episode to it. Even if it's the last 5 minutes or 10 minutes of the last episode of S.H.I.E.L.D. this season,
it's probably what
that's
it is.
Enough to give you a little bit of feeder. Because you know what? That's a YouTube clip too.
Yeah.
ABC puts just that clip on YouTube, you know, immediately after the finale. People who don't watch S.H.I.E.L.D. but are going to watch Avengers seek it out and like, oh, okay. And then by the time they see Avengers 2, they know too. And it just,
I got you.
And they're smart enough to do that. I give them enough credit to think they do that.
Yeah.
The only other thing I'm kind of excited about is the return of Sif. I like Sif. I like Jamie Alexander. She's in next week's episode, I think, of S.H.I.E.L.D. They showed that in the teaser.
Did you not watch the teaser?
I mean, it was at the last commercial.
No, I'm not worried.
So I think that's kind of cool. I think that's it. I think in the Marvel world. Oh, that's not it in the Marvel world because we kind of got that trailer.
Ah, yes, indeed.
So we got the Avengers 2 trailer.
Yes.
And it looks badass.
It does look badass.
I'm going dark after today.
I was just going to say, so I really wanted to go dark and not watch this.
Yeah.
But I did.
I'm glad that I watched this.
Yeah.
Because I feel like
I still don't know everything.
Right. I feel like I got enough new things to just whet my appetite and keep me really intrigued.
Yeah.
But I still didn't get enough because the geniuses at Marvel. I'm serious.
He's not being sarcastic.
They are still hiding the Vision
fully. Yeah.
Because we get a little...
Yeah.
They're still hiding him fully. I think that's brilliant. I hope they keep him as a reveal in the movie. I really do. And they're close. I mean, what are we, a month and a half away?
Yeah. They can do it.
They don't have to have another trailer.
They don't need him to sell the movie.
Revealing him in the movie would be huge. So I think I'm going dark from this point forward. If I see something pop up about new character posters or new, I'm going to try to stay away from it. So even if we want to talk about it on this show, my position is going to be I've gone dark.
Understood.
I
don't want to see.
I don't want to see anymore.
I don't want to know.
I've seen enough where I don't feel like the whole thing has been spoiled.
I agree.
And I can still really enjoy whatever comes next.
Yeah. I'm also really excited to see, honestly, I know this sounds dumb. I'm really excited to see what the stinger is going to be on this movie.
There's so much potential.
Right?
There's
so many directions. I want to know, are they going to go back to that end scene in Guardian? Like, what are they going to do?
Is it going to be Spidey?
Oh, it could be Spidey.
Could be Spidey.
That'd be really soon.
Yeah, well, but so here's the thing. So I had thought that would be really soon, too. Like, how the fuck would they film that? They haven't cast Spidey yet.
Well, it's CG. Blah, blah. They could just do CG in the mask.
CG in the mask. And I
no voiceover. Right. He could just appear.
A lot of people have been talking about this week. I don't think that this is going to happen. But imagine if you will. Imagine if you will, they actually figure out a way to keep his identity to the public. A secret
until Civil War.
And they unmask him in the movie.
That's not a bad
idea. Could you imagine if they could pull that? I don't think they could pull it off because the internet sucks and some dick with a phone is going to take a photo somewhere. But imagine if they were able to pull that off.
Who the actor would be.
Yeah.
They can't do that.
Of course not.
It's impossible.
But just imagine the possibility.
That'd be pretty bad. Then it would be like a whole, that'd be like Don Quixote shit. Yeah. We'd have like a whole story on top of the story
right.
and how we don't know who he is.
But imagine if they did a Spidey stinger. I don't think it'll be a Spidey stinger.
I think he'll swing in the background or something.
Yeah, maybe. I think the more logical choice would be an Ant-Man stinger. Because that's the next movie, unless they're going to skip it. Not only is it the next movie.
That's soon, though. I think they're going to skip Ant-Man.
Not only is it the next movie, though, but it's the cap, not to America, but it is the capping of Phase 2, Ant-Man.
Is it?
It is. That's the event. It's not Avengers, it's Ant-Man.
So it doesn't start Phase 3.
It does not. It ends Phase 2.
So you think there's a bigger stinger at the end of Ant-Man?
I would think the stinger at the end of Ant-Man has to be Civil War related.
What's the movie after that? Captain America is after that?
I think it's Captain America. Captain America is next year.
That's a good point.
Thor is next year as well.
Huh.
Guardians is 2017. Avengers 2 and 3 is whenever it is. 2017 and 2018, I think.
Avengers 3 part 1 and
2. Yeah, whatever it is. Yeah, sorry.
Huh, that's a good point.
I mean, it. I don't know. Even if the Ant-Man stinger is Hank Pym and Tony Stark, you know, Hank Pym commenting on Ultron, something like that, could be very simple.
Like
could
at the not end be, of Ultron, you mean?
Yeah, yeah, at stinger, the end of yeah. Avengers 2. It could be very kind of non-reveal-y. Yeah,
but
in a
I
way.
Don't think they need it because that movie's only a month or two later.
Yeah, I'm speculating.
I feel like
I think it's too early for it to so be Civil War, but
think,
it might be.
You don't think they do fan service stuff instead? You don't think they'd show, you know, Chris Pratt meeting some shit like that?
It could be, but Guardians is really far out.
Yeah, I know, but they haven't fully linked Guardians into this universe on purpose.
Right.
Now that it's so successful, we know that it's really going to be lit. So is there someone finding a gem in that
room? You know what it could be?
What's his name?
It could be the Collector again.
It could be the Collector. But what's the name of the guy in a cocoon who has it in his
Adam
head?
Adam Warlock.
Maybe it's him.
It could be, yeah. Look, there's so much possibilities. Shit going on. There's 1,000 movies that are being made. There's literally.
I want to sit in that room for one day.
Just once.
I just want to see the roadmap of how these stories tie together. Yeah. It's
insanity.
Yeah.
But the trailer looked really good. Yep. If you haven't seen it yet, how have you not seen it yet? By tomorrow morning, when this goes online, you've seen it. We're assuming. I don't think, was there anything else really significant in the trailer? Hulkbuster looks amazing.
Yeah, it looks cool.
You get to see Quicksilver punch Cap in the face.
Yeah, do they look like evil minions for Ultron to you?
I absolutely think they start off as evil minions for Ultron.
Yeah, they totally look like they're working for Ultron.
Yeah, which is interesting.
Because they're set apart from humanity.
Which is
blah,
interesting
blah, blah.
Because I think Von Strucker is going to... I think Von Strucker is somehow tied to them.
That makes sense.
Because didn't we see...
Yeah.
Scarlet Witch in the Von Strucker teaser at the end of...
Yeah, they're in the basement. They were in the research facility or whatever.
So I think that's your Hydra tie-in. How they team up with Ultron, that I don't know. That's the story.
You don't think he wants to kill humanity because humanity is what's destroying the planet and making them not safe, and they're not human.
Right. So maybe he sees
that's why Thor is kind of conflicted because he's not human. That's why Ultron may have a thing for Captain America where he's like, "I'll let you live if you help me," because he's not really human. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think it's going to go to that.
He sees them almost on his level. Like they're an evolution of humanity, much like he is.
Right.
It could
be. They can stick around.
Right.
They'll take over this world as he moves on to the next one to save it. There's like some shit, some Galactus-y shit like that.
That would be interesting. That'll be very interesting to see how that plays out. But we're a month and
it's
change
soon,
away. So.
It's soon. It's weird how you wait for a movie for like a year. Not literally, but you wait for a year and then all of a sudden you're like, oh yeah, it's 3 weeks.
It's like, oh shit.
I'll pre-order my tickets.
Yeah. I should do that.
Yep.
I should do that thing. Star Wars Rebels.
Yeah, I'm not caught up at all.
Oh, fuck.
You can talk about it.
Are you sure?
I don't care.
So
I will watch it. I've heard good things.
The season finale was this week.
Oh.
Big reveal. Are you sure you don't want me to?
Well, if you want to talk about it to the listener, I don't want to. I want to hold the back.
All right. I'm just gonna say I'm gonna say that there was a really big reveal this week.
Like Star Wars universe in a whole big.
Yes.
Oh, well, then never mind. Don't
yeah, there was a really big reveal this week.
So Rebels is directly tied in.
I think, yes, it is. I think a lot of people expected the reveal, so it may not come as a surprise, but it was nice to see it confirmed. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
Vader makes his return in another 3-second sequence at the end of the episode, but I think he's going to play a major role in season 2. Sarah Michelle Gellar has been cast to do voice work for season 2, and there's been a lot of speculation as to who she's going to be. Considering Rebels takes place approximately 5 years before New Hope, could she be Leia? Could be. Could be very interesting. Well, think about it. Leia is ultimately the head of the rebellion, which means she's got ties to whatever else is going on in the series. I don't know. And there's other things that I don't want to talk about, but I think Leia is a possibility. I don't, it's not confirmed, but I think it's a possibility.
No, that makes sense.
I'm trying to think what else did I have
before we take our first break?
I think that's it. Yeah, we can take a break.
Sure.
So with that,
yes,
we will take our first break with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 363, Live Long and Prosper. Oh, I don't think we named it in the beginning of the episode, did we?
I think
I know we didn't give a number this week. Oh, okay, good.
I think we said and we will talk about
it. All right, we said we'll talk about it. So, yes, we will be right back.
Ahoy, ahoy. Welcome to Game Stuff. I'm your host, Coke Logic. After years of waiting and watching fantastic-looking trailers, Metal Gear Solid V: The Phantom Pain finally has a release date of September 1st, 2015. While some might say, I'll believe it when it's released, Metal Gear games are in production for years, but once they announce a release date, from my recollection, they're very good at keeping to that. The pre-order bonus for the $100 limited edition copy comes with a few in-game costumes, weapons, emblems, and such. But the physical statuesque goodie that comes with the bundle is a half-size replica of Big Boss's robot arm, which just seems cool as all get out. But I really would have preferred to go whole hog with a 1-to-1 scale cybernetic prosthetic. And very surprising to me, Metal Gear Solid V will also be available on Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. I would have bet cold hard cash that Ground Zeroes was the current gen and next gen, but then you would have to buy a PlayStation 4 or Xbox One for the Phantom Pain. Maybe it's an oversight on my part, or Konami forgot to tell everyone, but get ready for Metal Gear Solid V: The Phantom Pain as it explodes onto all PlayStations and Xboxes this year, September 1st, 2015. Also set to release on September 1st, and I'm sure that'll be changed to get out of the way of Metal Gear, it's Mad Max. The game that's had no screenshots or videos, just a CG trailer, now has a street date with box art and a pre-order bonus, blah blah blah. Hey dummies, no one has seen the game in motion. Please be excited for something that has given you no reason to be excited. I thought I'd just point this out because it's annoying when companies do this. Mad Max comes out September 1st, 2015. One of my top 10 favorite games of 2014 was Wolfenstein: The New Order. And this May 2015, we're getting an unexpected DLC campaign entitled Wolfenstein: The Old Blood. The asking price is $20, but the better part of this deal is The Old Blood will be a standalone DLC, which of course means you need not own Wolfenstein proper to play it. I love when companies do this. Wolfenstein: The Old Blood DLC will be out this May for $20 for Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and PC. Another one of my favorite games of 2014, Shovel Knight, is getting some DLC which will cost you nothing. Plague of Shadows DLC will be free DLC, which includes new story, new levels, new bosses, and you'll be playing as Plague Knight. Shovel Knight was a really great game, and now it just keeps giving more greatness. GDC 2015, the Game Developers Conference is upon us. And among other exciting news, Valve has announced a partnership with HTC to develop Vive. That's V-I-V-E, yet another virtual reality headset. Counting the Oculus Rift, PlayStation's Morpheus, Microsoft's unnamed VR headset, which is something other than the HoloLens, Vive will be the fourth hat thrown into the VR ring. Which seems like we're heading for this, everyone wants a piece of the pie, and a bunch of shit's gonna be incompatible. I don't blame them, I firmly believe VR is the future. Who needs to look at a monitor when you're immersed in a game? But it seems like it would be better for the consumer if these companies would make deals with each other and synergize. Because you may or may not buy one VR headset, but no one is buying four VR headsets. And finally, Grand Theft Auto will be adding online heists to GTA Online. Setting up and pulling off a heist is one of the coolest parts of GTA 5. And now you'll be able to do that with your online friends starting March 10th. Unless it gets delayed one more time. This is Coke Logic signing off for Game Stuff.
Hey guys, this is Tom at Onabox on Twitter. I just wanted to call to wish OG a happy birthday, 21st birthday for the however manyth time. Have another good year and wish you all the best of luck, buddy. Bye.
Hey guys, it's Cleveland at CLE Steven on Twitter. Enjoyed your talk last week about Spider-Man joining the Marvel Cinematic Universe. My question for you is, if this ends up being well for Spider-Man and Sony and the MCU, what are the chances or likelihood of X-Men, Fantastic Four, or any of the other franchises joining into the MCU? My other question was, I heard the story about the Punisher supposedly being part of Captain America 2, that he was the gentleman who drove the truck. I believe he hit the Winter Soldier. I can't remember for sure. But is the Punisher part of Marvel Studios? And any chance of a new feature film with the Punisher? Enjoy the show as always, guys, and thank you very much.
And we are back with this week's episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 363. We're calling it Live Long
and Prosper.
And Prosper. So we had a couple of voicemails during the break there. I think we had a new game stuff tonight as well. So thank you, of course, to Coke Logic. You know, some of you have been asking for longer game stuff segments. And, you know, I've spoken to Coke Logic about that. And he knows he's always welcome to do longer bits. But, you know, everybody's busy. Everybody's got things going on. We love the segments as they stand. But in the past, we've done those super game stuffs. And, you know, with E3 on the horizon.
Indeed.
You know, the likelihood that that'll happen is, I say it would be increased, although I'm not making any promises.
We're closer to Image Comics and we're creator-owned.
That's right.
It's really up to him.
That's right.
What he wants to do.
Yeah, I mean, he's a great part of the show, but yep. I mean, I leave it to him to produce his segments.
And, absolutely.
And, but, you know, if you want longer segments, feel free to ask him Coke Logic on Twitter. I'm sure that he will reply as he's done in the past.
Do it.
The other voicemail that we had,
yes,
from Cleveland, long time. Oh no, we had a voicemail wishing me a happy birthday. Yes, my birthday did pass.
Yes,
I apologize. We did not play these voicemails last week. These are actually old, but with Toy Fair last week, we had so much going on.
True.
That we didn't address them. So yes, I did have a birthday that passed. Thank you for everybody that wished me a happy birthday. Thank you, of course, to Tom Anabox Groves for wishing me a happy birthday. Always much appreciated. And then the second caller, also a longtime caller now, or a regular caller now, Cleveland,
yep,
had some stuff. We're going to hit those real quick.
Sure.
No, I do not think that the Fox stuff will ever come back to Marvel, at least not in anytime soon. The X-Men films do very well on their own.
Yeah.
That franchise is growing in leaps and bounds with the possible TV show on the horizon, Deadpool coming out next year. I don't see that. There's no need.
No.
There's no need. And actually, to be quite honest with you,
I don't really want
I'm actually comfortable with them staying over there because I don't want the Marvel Cinematic Universe to get too big. It's already, you know, skating on the edge.
It's pretty gigantic.
You know, and I think if you bring in all of those films. Now, that being said, were they able to do some sort of weird, wonky crossover? Yeah, maybe at some point, but I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think it fits anymore. You know,
if they could figure out a way to bring Wolverine into an Avengers film, since he wasn't a member of the Avengers briefly for a while, I'd be okay with it. But you'll never see a full merging of those two universes.
And I don't think they make sense together anymore.
No, no, especially now with the Inhumans and that kind of rewriting mutants and all that stuff.
It would just be like the comics, way too many different fucking factions as super. Like it would be
really awkward.
Yeah.
Now the Punisher.
Yep.
I have also heard the rumor and the speculation that it was the Punisher, or that it was Frank Castle, that was driving the van that or truck that hits, like, what is, he hits Winter Soldier, right? Isn't it?
That I one think is? So, yeah.
That is not confirmed. That really is rumor. I think that's a lot of fan service. I think that's a lot of people wanting it to be Punisher. That all being said, Marvel does have the rights to Punisher back. That was one of those ones that lapsed. And they regained the rights. Do I think we'll see Punisher in the cinematic universe? Honestly, I don't. What I do see is that once we wrap up with Daredevil, Luke Cage, Iron Fist, Alias, and then the Defenders, assuming Netflix is able to renew that agreement with Disney, imagine, if you will, a Punisher mini maxi series, whatever you want to call it, on Netflix. That would be a fantastic platform for that.
That's a good idea.
Because they could get away with a much darker, grittier tone. I don't know that Punisher would fit in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. He's almost too much.
So you mean he'd fit in the universe, but
yes,
putting him as a character in one of the major films, movies, I don't know.
If you know, those films have managed to maintain an amount of family friendliness without watering themselves down. If you tried to mush the Punisher in there, you'd have to water the Punisher down, or you'd have to really up the game. And I don't think that makes sense. So yeah. I think maybe finding a home on Netflix is a better spot for him. And look, they have the rights to it, so it's possible.
It also makes sense. I mean, I think that's a big gamble putting out a new Punisher. They've made 100, like
yeah, they well 100. If they've you made, include Dolph Lundgren, there's been three.
Yeah, they're not good. They're not great.
No, well, I liked...
If they're not great, let me rephrase. If they're not great, they're not huge success.
No, like, I like the Thomas Jane one. But yes, it was not a huge success. By any, that, which is why he didn't come back for the second one, which I did not like. But I know a lot of people liked that second one. I did not like it as much as the Thomas Jane one.
Yeah.
Will we see the Punisher? Probably not. My guess would be not in the movies, maybe on Netflix. But of course, who knows? We're not...
I can see that.
We're not in the room.
No, we're not.
We are not privy to the whiteboard.
That room. Damn it.
You know, I wish we were.
Yeah.
Of course I wish we were. But
hello.
We hello. How's it going?
Hello.
How's it going?
Hope you didn't start without me.
Oh.
I have so much to contribute.
We're almost done. Lovely for you to join us, though. That bastard weather, as we've informed everybody.
Ravaged.
Ravaged.
Ravaged this coast of
east. That's one way to look at it.
So thank you, of course, for the listeners. Thank you for calling in. And
you can hear yourself on a future episode.
That's right.
You just have to call 425-920-6050. And what is that, sir? What is that?
That is the GVM line.
Indeed.
There you go. The GVM line.
Yep.
Couple of things that we still need to address, of course, before the end of the episode.
What did I miss? Can I get a recap?
We talked about S.H.I.E.L.D. briefly.
Uh-huh. Very good episode.
We talked about Gotham.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about a bunch of BBC-related stuff.
Enda Carter.
Luther, Orphan Black.
Wait a minute. This is a trick. He's trying to bring back the wrap-up. Yeah.
No. We're not saying anything. He's going to have to listen.
Oh, hold on. First of all, I use the word recap, not wrap-up.
Exactly. No, same amount of syllables.
I expect Big Kev to listen to the episode.
I smell a rat.
Come back with bullet points for next week.
There you go.
Oh, yeah?
And then we can have some updates.
You can respond.
Interesting.
We talked about Rebels.
Oh, great episode. Holy.
No, we didn't spoiler it, though.
You didn't?
Because we know people haven't seen it yet.
Did you talk about the Hasbro USA Today thing?
We did not, because that kind of spoils it.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
It does, except I really want to comment on that, but I can wait till next week.
Yeah, let's give people...
Because it's fucked up.
Let's give people a little bit more time.
Yeah, sure. Okay? Go.
And then we talked about the Avengers trailer, I think was the other big
guy. Yeah, I didn't get a chance to see it yet. I heard it's... Oh,
good. So we could talk about it next. You could recap it for next week.
We can.
We did love it.
Oh, yes.
But me and Scapegoat have agreed that at least for us, we're going dark.
Yeah, we're dark.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Too much?
No, actually,
the right amount of.
The right amount.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. It's looking forward. Really good.
Looking forward to
really
it.
Really good.
Have you heard negative things? It sounds like you're about to say people hate it.
No, I haven't heard a thing.
No.
I've been
dark.
Secluded today in seclusion. So
yep.
It's part of the monastic oath.
Yeah.
Someone say if you were like in a house of some kind, they just shoved you in the side of it and just left you there.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Well said.
Yeah.
So last two things I want to address this week. I do have some product before we get to that. We did name the episode Live Long and Prosper.
Oh.
And we should say why. Yeah. We've agreed at the beginning of the episode, Big Kev, by the way.
Yes.
That Leonard Nimoy is so big that not only does he get... Not only does he get discussed.
Oh yeah,
but, you know he gets.
He's not that one we just plug at the end.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
Is plug absolutely really not the right word for that?
Yeah, plug, because we're shining light on
isn't
them.
Isn't it more like unplug?
In their death?
Oh
wow.
So yes, sadly,
Leonard Nimoy, 83 years old.
We lost Leonard Nimoy last Friday.
A great photographer.
Yes, that's right.
And poet.
That's right.
He was. Have you ever seen any of his photography?
Else too, right.
Well, his most significant role for me. I mean, and this was a huge part of my childhood.
Oh,
was the voice of Galvatron in the Transformers movie? I mean,
that is true.
That was his most important.
I was really worried. I was really worried where you were going there. Really worried.
Really concerned.
Yeah, I thought you were going to be like, I loved. You know, he was so important on what was that show he was on a couple years ago?
Finding Bigfoot?
No. The one that you really liked. Fringe.
Fringe? Oh, he was really good on Fringe.
He was.
He was good on The Simpsons. He was good on Big Bang Theory.
Yes.
He's been good at, and you know, Spock. So.
Right.
You know, that little role.
Oh, that.
That role.
He also was a director.
That's right.
Three Men and a Baby.
Yeah.
Was his movie. At least that's one of his movies. He also directed Star Trek III.
Yes.
And IV.
Yeah, I mean.
And that's it.
The New York Times profile was pretty thorough.
He had a, He was a huge significant member of the pop culture community, the geek community for sure.
Yeah.
And it was tragic and sad that he passed.
Fun fact.
He did not like the word Trekkie.
No.
Another fun fact. He was the guest of honor at the very first Star Trek convention that I attended.
Aw.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
Yep.
To the people that are giving William Shatner grief,
go ahead. Up. No, just
why are they giving?
It's just
because William Shatner
didn't make the funeral.
Did not make the funeral. He did not make the funeral because he had a commitment to the Red Cross to host a charity event, and he was not able to do both, and he couldn't renege on his contract to the Red Cross.
Oh, easy.
And
that word.
He and so he unfortunately was unable to attend the funeral.
And so people are coming back like, well, why didn't you rent a plane? Why don't you charter a plane so you can make both things?
That's right.
And he was like, it costs like, you got like $30,000 to charter a plane? And everyone went back with, you do? What, you couldn't get a flight on Priceline that would have got you there? Like that kind of stuff.
I think we're Mr. Nimoy perhaps able to speak to Mr. Shatner and offer him some advice. He would say something along the lines of, however, logic clearly dictates that the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few.
Yes, and he may say that.
And so there you go.
83 years old. Yeah, God, that's so sad.
Very sad. Very, very sad.
Not a great way to go either.
No.
Very, very painful way to go. So.
But alas, alack, product.
Yes.
only very quickly, because it's new to my collection. I picked up the Jane Cobb Firefly.
Pop vinyl. Only one?
Well, that was the one that was readily available to me.
I see.
I originally wanted all of these.
Uh-huh.
Until I saw the legacy figures.
Well, and now you're just going to go legacy figures?
No, I want Jane.
Okay.
And I want Wash.
Yeah.
And then I want just the legacy figures.
Okay.
Is that?
It's a bit of a turnabout.
Space is limited.
Okay.
Get it?
And space is really unlimited.
Well, true.
To the best of our knowledge.
But limit, my personal display limit, space.
Limitless.
You know, I also only went Jane and Wash on the reaction as well. I did not get the whole lineup.
Oh, did you? I assumed you get the whole lineup there because they would be easily displayed on a wall.
They would, except I hate those figures.
Yeah, okay, I get that.
And really, as much as I love the show, I love all the characters on the show, yada, 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 blah, 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 blah. Jane and Wash are still my two favorite characters. Of course, this is a great example of my ability to separate the man from his work.
What show is this again?
I'm not saying it. I got away with it once. I'm not getting away with it twice. Because, believe it or not, I talked about getting this figure on the interwebs because I was excited to have picked it up. And I got guff.
You had guff?
I got guff. Because
did you also get out a dictionary from 1922?
I did.
Okay.
I did.
And looked up guff.
That would be more in the teens, I think.
I got a lot of moxie for using that word.
Well, you know. Yeah. Because people were like, oh, fuck that guy. You know, he's an asshole. Republicans, right wings, Gamergate, all that other shit. And I was like, yes, fuck that guy. Separate the guy.
Not the character.
Separate the character from his work.
Yeah.
I like Jane Cobb.
Uh-huh.
I do not like Adam Baldwin. Is that fair?
Is it that you don't like Adam Baldwin or you don't agree with him politically?
No, I think I'm actually at the point where I don't like him.
Oh, okay.
Because I think he's gone so far.
He said some shit like Steve Harvey has said some shit.
Yeah, he's gone so far with some of the stuff that he said with like Gamergate and some of the other stuff. Like, it's really hard for me to like him as a person at all. Like, at first I was just like, well, he's kind of just a right-wing nut and I clearly don't agree with him, but his opinions... But I think he crossed the line somewhere. And I think that someone who is in his position that has the ability to reach the number of people that he does, he has the responsibility to be a little bit more careful and fact-oriented as opposed to just
reactionary. Yeah, I got it.
You know, one might say that about other people in public spotlights, like, I don't know, politicians.
Yes.
Other
Alec Baldwin.
Right. But I don't have.
Oh, another Baldwin.
Here's the thing.
But I don't have any politician action figures in my collection that I have to be concerned with.
You shouldn't.
Are you sure?
I used to have. I probably have them somewhere.
I'm searching around to see if I see any politicians.
There are three Obama figures in my collection somewhere.
Any Lex Luthers?
Yes. So yes, I can separate the man from the character. Jane Cobb, the character, I still like.
Princess Leia.
All right.
Senator. Character politician. Like something.
But yes, so the legacy figures.
Sam the Eagle. Right?
Yes. Yes. At his podium. The legacy figures, I want all of. I want the entire line of those. I just don't feel like I need the Funko. You know what I mean? Like, for a while, I thought I needed the Funko because I didn't know that the legacy were happening. And I thought that might be the only chance I got. But now that I know I have alternatives, I can move on. So with that
being said, I'm still looking
around.
You're
still looking?
Oh.
Yeah. I'm sure there is someone.
And Community Season 6 trailer came out.
A new, yeah, the second trailer, right? I think this is the second trailer.
Is it? I thought it was the first.
Yeah, wasn't there another? There was. Oh, there was some sort of teaser.
Maybe there was a teaser.
Yeah, so that's soon, right?
It is soon.
Oh, there was a Powers trailer also, which I did not watch.
What? Really?
Yeah, I did not watch
it. I do want
to
see it.
Not for any particular reason. I just didn't.
Yeah. Didn't get around to it. Gotcha.
So maybe I'll try to check out both of those for next week.
I think otherwise you're politician free.
I think so. I think Leia, Sam the Eagle. I think that might be as far as you can go.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any Tarkins in my collection.
No, yeah, that's where I was looking. I was like, well, Tarkin really military. I was thinking more emperor.
Yeah, I don't have any emperors in my collection either.
Right.
So I'm free on that. I'm free on that. I think I'm okay.
Yep.
I'm looking
yep.
around. I think I'm okay.
I don't see anything.
Do you hear that?
I do. I do hear the wrap-up music playing.
Okay. Oh, man.
And it is telling us that it is time for us to do the plugs.
Just getting into it. Come on. Can we do like another 20?
No.
Come on. It's got to be something we can talk about.
Yep, we could talk about the fact that you can find us online each and every week over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com. You can also find us on the Twitter, at BKGeekStuff, at ScapegoatGS, and of course at GeekStuffWG. YouTube is the same, Facebook is the same. We encourage, of course, our listeners to use all of those platforms.
All of them.
To interact with the show.
The breadth.
That's right.
Of platforms.
There is also,
a veritable cornucopia.
That's right. Oh, nice. There is also, of course, the GVM line.
425-920-6050.
And you may hear yourself on a future episode of B.
Indeed.
And I think with that...
I actually have one more thing.
All right.
Buy stuff on Amazon.
I'm confirming right now.
Yes.
I will be at Celebration.
Nice. We've got to figure something out for that. We've got to figure
I got it.
We got to figure out a something.
Oh, I got it.
All right.
Oh, I'm good.
All right. So with that, Big Kev.
Yes, OG. I'm so glad that I made it in time to bring this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff to a close the way we end all episodes, by saying good night, Leonard Nimoy, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.
The need of the many outweighs
the needs of the few.
Or the one.